You may have seen the news headlines about this rogue satellite, which is falling out of orbit. We've got an expert to join us on the programme this evening, Adrian West. Good evening, Adrian. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you.
Now, Adrian, you go under the title on Twitter as Virtual Astro. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a amateur astronomer. I'm in West Berkshire, in the UK. I'm on Twitter, and I basically tell people about what's going on in the sky.
So I'm guessing you're watching what's happening with this satellite with great intrigue.
Absolutely, yeah. Things like this don't happen every day, so there's lots of interest. And bits of junk the size of a bus are very interesting to look at when they enter the atmosphere.
But also quite frightening.
They can be if you're directly in their track, I suppose, but it will be quite harmless. There's a very slim chance of anyone getting hit by anything. Most of it will burn up in the atmosphere, but a very small percentage of it will come down and make landfall or seafall. And the odds of being struck on the head are very, very slim.
So what exactly is the trajectory or the impact point that they're predicting at the moment?
Okay, right. Well, the actual time of impact is predicted at the moment of 5 hours either side of 3 a.m. in the morning. Now, that's a rough prediction, and it will get more accurate as the night goes on. The actual track, it will be approaching from the west, because it's that's the distance, that's the direction it comes from, very similar to the International Space Station. We will see it from the UK, but it will be quite low down on the horizon. I think we've got two visible passes of it as a satellite this evening.
Yeah.
And if it actually burns up around about 11:30, or I think it's 1 a.m., we will see it very well in the UK.
Okay, what's the reason for it actually falling out of orbit?
It's a decommissioned satellite. It's not used anymore. Unfortunately, it's now categorised as space junk, so this thing is useless. It was put up there in the early 90s by the space shuttle. It ended its life about 15 years ago, I think. No, probably a lot sooner than that. It ended its life a few years ago, and it's just been sat up there doing nothing. It ran out of fuel. It couldn't really control itself, so gravity took over, and it's slowly been moving its way towards the Earth. And of course, now it's so close and it's inevitable it's going to burn up this evening. This is when we hear about it.
Now, this isn't the only bit of space junk which has fallen to Earth, which we've put up there before, is it?
Absolutely not. We get pieces of space junk every single day rain down on us, some of them the size of nuts and bolts through to, sizes of car doors and things like that. They're usually very harmless. They burn up before they reach the ground. The only things that don't burn up are things like rocket stages, engines, fuel tanks, that sort of thing. Things made of titanium and hard metals. Mm. The satellite tonight's got about 500 kilograms of hard metals on it, so bits of engine, bits of fuel tank, which will make the ground.
Now, this thing's the size of a bus, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's about 6 tons, 6.5 tons. It's very big. There's lots of it. It's going to be very, very bright. If it was daytime, you'd see it burn up in the sky in the daytime. So if we do get a chance to see it tonight, it will be low down on the horizon. But if it does burn up over UK skies, we are in for a very, very big firework display.
With the thousands of bits of space junk that are up there, do you think incidents like this are going to become more common?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the bigger pieces, like we're seeing tonight, will be, breaking news. But every single day we see shooting stars. Now, some of those are pieces of space junk. They're not just rocks from outer space. They are pieces of space junk we sent up there. What goes up must come down eventually. And most things are in low Earth orbit. So we've been firing all of these bits of junk up into the sky for nearly 50 years. And there are huge plumes, huge clouds of junk. And it's all coming back and it's raining down. It's very, very dangerous for space travel. It's not too dangerous for us on the ground. And a lot of it up there is pretty harmless. It's just some of the harder pieces of metal will make landfall.
So how worried should we be? I think it's the main question on a lot of people's lips.
Right. They say there's a very slim chance. There's about 26 pieces of this satellite which will hit the ground.
Yeah.
Which are guaranteed to hit the ground.